This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Awesome artist.
Yeah. And we've got our next guest on the phone with us.
Talk about awesome artists. You know, like, hey, excuse me. You know, like, does his head fit through any door these days?
Can tell David's
he
a
is
big
so
head.
So big here in Melbourne and around the world. What an honour it is to have him on the line. Who is it?
We've got Roan on the phone, who is here to talk about an exhibition that's on at Geelong Gallery. Roan's an artist. Welcome to the show, Roan.
Thanks.
They
have me, Roan on the phone.
Sorry about that. That was a pun I wasn't quite expecting, but anyway. Yeah.
That's the name of your new exhibition yet to be curated.
Hey, you must be pinching yourself. Like, all of a sudden, a hometown boy of Geelong, now the Geelong Gallery have got an exhibition on your art. You've had an extraordinary 4 or 5 years, haven't you? You must be pretty happy with yourself.
Yeah, it's very surreal. Like, there's been a couple of funny things. Literally just then I was in the city picking something up and I walked past a bill poster with my name on it. I'm like, that's weird. I've never seen that before. And on Friday, someone sent me a photo of a bus. I was like, wow, that's it's really strange. Piece of transport to have my name all the way across it, and
yeah,
not for it to be done illegally or something like that, like coming from the
yeah, well, true, illegally. Yeah. Now, Ryan, for people that don't know who you are, you made your name by doing a few extraordinary things around the country. You know, like you're on soul silos in regional areas, but you've taken over houses where you transform the house. You know, like, explain to people what you've done in some of these situations.
Yeah, well, coming from a street art background, what we often do is go into abandoned buildings and paint something in there, and you kind of take a photo of it, and you know, very few people actually get to see it. And there was something I liked about that, and wanted to translate that into my, you know, more current art. And I was offered buildings that were about to be demolished, and from developers, and I was like, well, can I just do whatever I want with this? Like, of course. And I started to work with a friend who was an interior stylist. So the buildings were totally empty and almost clean at some point.
Yeah.
And we would actually bring in our own furniture and actually make the buildings look more dilapidated and falling apart than they actually are.
Yep.
And then also working with a musician to write an actual score for the space as well. So it becomes this whole immersive experience of, like, even bringing in lighting. It feels like you're walking through a movie set than anything else.
Well, there's one famous one that you did just up in the Dandenongs. It be 2 years ago? Where was that?
At Burnham Beaches.
Yep.
Yeah, just in the Dandenongs there.
And that was a beautiful old fashioned guest house. And you made it even more so dilapidated, per se. And it was full of leaves, you know, like autumn leaves all through the building with these amazing paintings on the wall. So you're virtually a street artist, but it's beyond a street artist. Is that how you'd call yourself?
Yeah, I definitely... Street art is, let's say, my schooling, and I do a lot of things that kind of nod back and acknowledge that history of what I've grown up doing. And, you know, the idea of something that's impermanent is a big part of street art, and that it only often lives in the photograph. And that's what kind of makes street art exciting, that you have to go out and get a photograph of it because it could be gone tomorrow.
Yep.
And I wanted to bring that into my more contemporary art and bringing, like, even exaggerating that sometimes, where it's like making the wall look like they're going to fall apart even more than they really are.
Yeah.
And yeah, bringing people into these spaces and letting them also have or fall in love with them, and kind of like when they're gone, it's not just me kind of wearing the loss, that we kind of share that loss. And you know, the Burnham Beaches project, I spent an entire year out there, and we
painted over everything. It's all back to white.
Yeah.
And that's to comply with Heritage Victoria, because it's a very important building. And
yep.
I understand they didn't want to it's almost like the deal with the devil is like, let me do whatever I want in this building as long as I'll get it back. And I'm like, yeah.
But what also you've done is that, you know, like the memory, and I was taking lots of photos when I was out there, and I still have them on my camera roll. And you also sell prints of it too, don't you? That's the other great thing, that people can take the memory away from it.
Yeah, so, like, you know, people are welcome to take their own photographs of my work, but I've been, you know, because I know these are going to be destroyed, I've put a lot of effort into documenting them with, like, incredible lighting and a really good camera, and just I'm talking to other photographers, getting the best advice of how to take the best photographs and make the best print of this, and that becomes my documentation in the future. And it's kind of like a whole new idea from, like, I was selling canvas works, and I still do, but it allowed me to make these installations and take these beautiful photographs of them, and the photograph itself becomes the, I guess, commercial or commodity that I'm able to take the funds that I get from selling those and do the next project.
Yep.
And so it's turned into like a self-fulfilling, self-funding system where I can continue to do what I really want to do in these spaces, knowing that I have support of like collectors and institutions that are going to buy these photographs and keep the documentation in that way.
Yep.
Ron, do you ever, you know, because you say that you create in spaces with the knowledge that most of the time those spaces are going to be destroyed. Has there ever been, I'm sure there has been, a time where you've created something and then the people or the company or the organisation that owns the venue that was going to be destroyed is then they kind of call halt on it, and it now is it exists infinitely, or is everything kind of destroyed in that regard?
There's been some funny incidents. Like, there was an abandoned house I painted in illegally years ago, and then they made that as a selling pitch of the house when they're trying to sell it. literally it was a house of only three walls kind of thing in Fitzroy. And, you know, it's like basically the advertiser that came with a Roan artwork, which was kind of funny.
You need a piece of that. You need a piece of that pie.
No.
So what does it mean to you now that, you know, like in your hometown of Geelong, which you're a global artist now, and here they are honouring you with this exhibition at the Geelong Gallery? It must be really rewarding for you.
Oh, yeah, it's very surreal, and, like, it's such an honour, and I really want to take it, like, I am taking it very seriously, and just knowing that growing up there, I knew that I would never make a living as an artist. Like, it wasn't, I didn't think I would, I knew I would, so I didn't even bother. Like, I actually went and studied more graphic art, graphic design, because I knew that was a way to be creative and make a living from it. Because I don't think I've ever, like, connected or met an artist until I was in my 20s, and kind of realized that, like, oh, you don't have to be, you can kind of make a living like this on the side and just do it as a hobby and just continue doing it. And that's kind of what I did. Like, it became a lifestyle rather than a job. And I was just very fortunate that I don't think I got a lot better, but the world changed over the last two decades, and people are a lot more interested in what, you know, has come out of street art.
Yep.
And
so...
The Banksy effect.
Yeah, the Banksy effect. Yeah. So what is on offer at the Geelong Gallery? Are they, like some of these photographs that have been taken over your career, is that what's going to be on the walls, or have you gone in and painted the walls?
Let's say both. So there's actually a survey of my work from the last two decades. I think there's about 20 or so works, including quite a lot of the photographs and canvases. And then from there, I've actually recreated one of the rooms from one of the previous exhibitions I've done.
So okay.
I had a lot of the props in storage, and we worked out that, you know, I couldn't, I really like talked to a bricklayer. I was like, I reckon I could we could build that fireplace again, and we could get this, and we've made the whole thing from scratch, including the window, and which was quite a challenge. But and then we've dropped that into the gallery, and then past that, we've actually worked with the Geelong Gallery's architecture itself. Like, it's an incredible building, and just to walk in there, I tell people I'm working at Geelong Gallery, and it's not until they see it, and it's like, say Geelong Gallery, it's more like a museum.
Yeah.
Like, it's got these beautiful columns, and the entire ceiling is glass.
Wow.
And it's got these huge curved cornices and these giant rooms, and it's like, and basically we put to them, it's like, can we reinvent one of these rooms and take it over? With the underlying clause of, like, if we can get it back to how it is, will you let us wreck it? That's basically it. And so we had to work out how to make this room and this beautiful gallery look, desolate or abandoned and forgotten and in a totally different kind of, fiction. And that's what we've done. And I've worked with a lot of my same team, like interior stylist Carly and composer Nick Batterham, and put together this room, and we were able to build the entire room off-site, because I couldn't go down to Geelong, especially during lockdown, in a warehouse, and we built it to scale and then pulled it all apart and then reassembled it inside the Geelong Gallery.
Fantastic. And it opens on the 27th and runs right through to May, which is long time. I actually met your dad at one of your exhibitions. He was sitting, I think you're selling postcards or books or something like that, and you're like, and I had a bit of a chat to him. So, you know, like, how exciting will it be on the 27th when, you know, will your whole family be there?
Yeah, my whole family will be there. It's funny, I think you've mistaken Andrew for my dad, which Andrew and Sandra are probably more like patrons to me, but also almost like parents. Like,
okay.
He's often been mistaken for, like, they have been mistaken for my parents, and they look after me like parents, which is really funny that you said that.
Oh, cool.
He's amazing. And, yeah, he would have been selling postcards and looking after anyone who came into the exhibition. That's exactly Andrew. But my family in Geelong are very over the moon, and I get a call or a text message from one of them every time they see a poster or something new about it. And they're probably getting thick and fast at the moment. I'm like, okay, I get it. I know.
people.
So very excited.
Yeah. And I'm very excited. I can't wait to see it because I've been following you for many years now. So we've all got to get down to Geelong. It's only an hour's drive. Geelong Gallery will have all the information. But, Ryan, thank you so much for chatting with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And congratulations on your incredible career.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. We've been talking to Ryan here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.